Progress Test 4. Listening. Part 2.
In the studio today, we have author Wilson Mayer, who has just written a book called Science, All Those Questions You've Always Wanted to Know the Answers to But Never Asked. Hi, Wilson.
Hi.
So, Wilson, my first question is, why write such a book?
The answer is quite simple, really. I've got three young kids who keep asking me questions about things around them, and I just don't know the answers to these questions. I was never very good at science at school, and so a simple question like, why is the sky blue, would stump me. I just had no idea.
I'm sure most of us don't. I certainly don't. So, what do most parents do in that situation?
They often make up the answer, hoping that they'll get away with it, and that it'll satisfy their kids. But that can be quite dangerous.
In what way?
Imagine your child finds out that your answer was wrong. If that happens two or three times, then they start not to believe you, or worse still, they stop asking you. Then the biggest danger is that they find out you didn't know and that you made it up or lied. Quite clearly, this is not what we want to happen.
No, I see your point. So this is why you wrote this book?
Sort of. To start with, I was just interested for my own sake as a parent. And it was only later on that I realized that if I felt like this, then there were probably many other people out there in the same situation, feeling the same way I did. And that's when I decided to make it into a book.
And what were the most interesting things you found out?
Oh, I don't know. There were so many things. Mm-hmm. The more I researched, the more fascinated I became with science. I began to regret that I hadn't paid more attention when I was at school. But then I guess that science was always taught differently. I think it's changed a lot since we were at school.
Really? How's that?
Well, now my two oldest kids go to primary school and they learn science there. What they do is have a question or a premise and then conduct various experiments to try and see if their initial idea was right or find an answer to the question. I don't remember science being like that when I was at school, do you?
No, I can't say I do. Well, thank you very much, Wilson. It's been interesting.
You're welcome. But before I go, I have a question I'd like to pose to you and your audience.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Why does our mouth dry up when we are nervous? Don't worry, I don't expect an answer right now.
Hey, can we turn this into a competition?
Yes, why not?
Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, the question is, why does our mouth dry up when we are nervous? Answers to be sent in by Friday, and we'll pull out a winner who will win a copy of Wilson's book. Thank you again, Wilson, and see you next time.